The main point of comedy is to get the audience laughing, but many comics use their jokes as social commentary. Think of John Oliver's show Last Week Tonight.
Yes, net neutrality. The only two words that promise more boredom in the English language are featuring Sting. And
in the Bay Area, there's a group of disabled comics who are continuing that outspoken tradition with their group called the Comedians with Disabilities Act. KALW's Jeremy Dalmas stopped by a couple of their shows to hear what they're trying to do.
It's Thursday night, and Nina G is about to get on stage for a comedy set.
I'm a little too overwhelmed to be anxious.
Normally, she performs in clubs and bars. But tonight, she's at SoMarts, a cultural center in San Francisco. The gallery is crowded with people and with art.
Everybody, please make it loud for Nina G!
A sign language interpreter is on stage signing her whole performance. Nina G introduces herself.
So I am America's only female stuttering stand-up comedian.
And then she gets right into it.
People tell me all the time, because I also have dyslexia, that stuttering and dyslexia, those aren't real disabilities, and I shouldn't be in the Comedians with Disabilities Act. And I explain to them, if you look at the definition of what a disability is, according to the Americans with Disabilities Act, it's a physical or mental impairment that substantially results in having to deal with assholes.
Tonight is the opening of a gallery show that features artists with disabilities. The Comedians with Disabilities Act are the live entertainment. Their name says it all. And Nina G's first joke about people not thinking she's disabled enough brings up a common problem for members of her comedy troupe.
Michael, who uses a wheelchair, people tell him that he doesn't really need the chair. They tell Steve he's not really a little person, and Eric that he's not really blind. I can only speculate, but I think part of it might be is that they may see us as peers, and if we're peers, then how can we have a disability?
She sees herself as part of a line of comedians who use comedy as social commentary. Think of Chris Rock.
White men are getting in trouble for saying the wrong words, man. It's unbelievable, man. And a lot of white guys, hey, man, it's not fair. You can say whatever you want. You can say nigger.
Yeah, when I last checked, that was the only advantage I had to being black.
I mean, I've learned so much from him about being black in America. How do you talk about these really difficult things, but in a funny way?
It's a balance between being funny, being edgy, and educating people.
How many disabled people does it take to screw in a light bulb? One to screw it in and five able-bodied people to say, you are such an inspiration.
Back at the show, Nina G finishes up her set.
Thank you guys so much!
And Eric Mee, a comedian who's blind, takes the stage.
All right. Hey, I found it! Yeah. That's my whole set. Good night.
This performance featured most of the comedians in the Comedians with Disabilities Act. The group performs together around Northern California about every 2 months. The rest of the time, they are solo acts.
We're kind of like the Avengers in a way.
Michael O'Connell founded the group back in 2010.
You know, the Avengers, they all have their own individual movies, but, you know, every few years we get together for the really big world-saving stuff.
He refers to himself as a wheelchair comedian.
Because frankly, I've just gotten tired of people snickering when I tell them I'm a stand-up comedian.
The group just released their first comedy album this month.
Some people out there really like to push wheelchairs. The problem I have is when complete strangers decide they want to try it out. And forgive me for this, I'm sorry, but I want you to think of the handles on the back of a wheelchair as breasts. If you don't know the person they're attached to, probably shouldn't be touching them in the first place.
O'Connell feels that his identity and his jokes are wrapped up with one another.
I will get angry if someone just puts me, you know, as a comedian. I'm like, no, wheelchair comedian. That's my thing. I want people to know that. in comedy, you can't go up there and not address what's different about you.
And sometimes the audience reacts to this specific difference by not laughing.
People, you know, God bless them, they've been raised to think that laughing at disabled people is not nice. And that kind of screws things for us in the comedy field.
At this show, people were laughing, but every performance is a bit different.
Everybody having a good time? Did you enjoy that?
After the show, Nina G explains that when an audience tries to be politically correct, it can be awkward.
No, you not laughing at us shows that you still have remnants of discrimination and bias because you're not treating us like everybody else. At an open mic once, there was a woman who was in the audience and she was covering up her eyes and she wouldn't look at me. So I got the mic and I got right in her face and did and like I stuttered and then it broke the ice. It was good.
It worked that time. But does their act work other times? Can one night of comedy change a person's behavior? That's what O'Connell and the rest of the group hope to see.
What we do as human beings, that which we don't know is what we fear. And that's what's so beautiful about this show that we do, is that a lot of people have never met someone in a wheelchair or a blind person or someone who stutters. And so it's fearful, it's unusual. And once we finish our show, they feel like they actually do know somebody who's blind or in a wheelchair.
A few jokes can be a good way to talk about things that maybe aren't getting enough attention, while having a fun evening at the same time. For Cross Currents, I'm Jeremy Dalmas.